Need traffic control for your next project or event? Rent local with Avila Traffic Safety. We've got everything from light towers, message boards, custom signage, and certified crews ready to go. And the best part, every dollar you spend with us stays right here, supporting local jobs, boosting the local economy, and reinvesting your tax dollars into our community. Whether it's roadwork, parades, or public safety, we've got your lane covered. Call us today at 805-461-1600. Thanks for choosing Avila Traffic Safety.
When you use our traffic control services, you can expect the most competitive prices as well as local support. From traffic control plans, pilot car and flagging services, light towers, message boards, aero boards, as well as a full line of traffic safety rental equipment. We have been at your service since 2009 and have traffic safety professionals who are available to discuss your projects as well as your traffic control solutions. For more information, visit us online at avilatraffic.com.
I'm Red Lewis with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Week 9 of the NFL season kicked off in Miami, where the Ravens dominated the Dolphins 28-6. Lamar Jackson threw for 204 yards and 4 touchdowns. Derrick Henry added a buck 19 on the ground, and the Ravens improved to 3-5 on the season. Over in the NFC, Jonathan Gannon said the Cardinals are preparing for Kyler Murray to start Monday's contest against the Cowboys. Star QB sitting out Arizona's last two games with a foot injury. Gannon also added that Murray would need to be, quote, fully healthy to get the nod. In Minnesota, J.J. McCarthy, a full participant in practice for the second straight day. The Vikings QB took all of the first-team reps in practice Wednesday for the first time since suffering a high right ankle sprain in September. In other QB injury news, both Jaden Daniels and Mac Jones were also full participants during their respective practices on Thursday. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Need to sell your house fast? Whether you're facing foreclosure, stuck with bad tenants, or just ready for a fresh start, House Buyer Network can help. We buy homes as is for cash. No fees, no commissions, no repairs. Get a fair cash offer in just 24 hours and close in as little as 7 days. Call 833-719-5877 now for your free no-obligation offer. That's 833-719-5877. House Buyer Network. Fast cash, no hassle.
Offers are typically below market value in exchange for speed and convenience. Call for details.
Now that I'm a dad, I can't stop thinking about what would happen to my kids if something happened to me, like losing the house or not affording college.
Yeah, that used to keep me up at night too. It's why I finally got life insurance from Ethos. It's 100% online. No medical exams, just a few health questions. I got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day.
I never realized it was that simple. Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game.
Rates may vary. Bill monthly. Sample rate 10-year term life policy for a 35-year-old healthy non-smoking male.
This is Sunny from the Floral Parlor. Have you ever wondered why memorial flowers are chosen from a book? It seems so impersonal. Your loved one was one of a kind. Their celebration of life should be just as unique. Whether they were a rugged cowboy or a sweet grandma who loved tulips, we take the time to learn about their life and create floral designs that tell their story. Let the Floral Parlor create something special within your budget that adds value to their remembrance. The Floral Parlor in downtown Paso Robles.
I think I heard you coming.
At D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, you'll find the lowest prices on name brands like Levi 501's, $54.95, Wrangler Cowboy Cut Jeans, $31.95, and at D&J, get ready for the cooler weather with a full line of Carhartt shirts, jackets, and rain gear at some of the best prices around. And remember, gift certificates are available and special orders are welcome. At D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, October 31st, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Atascadero police make additional arrests from gang-related assault investigation. Suspect flees Paso Robles Police Department in high-speed chase. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny skies, highs in the low 80s. It's 52 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The Atascadero Police Department has made additional arrests in connection to a gang-related assault and robbery that occurred earlier this year. In late August, Atascadero Police observed a fight in progress on live surveillance cameras in the Centennial Bridge area. Officers were immediately dispatched and several subjects in the area fled. Detectives identified the altercation as gang-related with video evidence. Detectives arrested two juveniles for their involvement, and a third suspect was later taken into custody following a separate gang-related fight that occurred on Atascadero High School's campus. Detectives continued their investigation to identify additional suspects associated with the case, which culminated in the arrests made. Search warrants were executed in Arroyo Grande, Napomo, and Santa Maria, and the following individuals were arrested. 18-year-old Von Elias Whipple of Arroyo Grande was arrested for assault with a deadly weapon, likely to cause great bodily injury. 18-year-old Kira Caitlin Westfall of Napomo was arrested for conspiracy. Three juvenile males, ages 14, 16, and 16, were also taken into custody during the investigation, and while serving search warrants, detectives recovered gang-related evidence. In total, the APD made seven arrests in connection with the August 30th incident, with an eighth related arrest stemming from the fight at Atascadero High School. Paso Robles police arrest car burglar suspect after pursuit. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. Paso Robles police officers arrested a suspect believed to be involved in a series of vehicle burglaries yesterday morning. The Paso Robles Police Department says at about 10:30 a.m., detectives received a notification regarding a wanted vehicle in the area involved in a high-speed pursuit the previous day with CHP. Detectives found the vehicle parked on the 3500 block of Park Street and identified the driver as 24-year-old Kyle Delgado Young. Detectives attempted to box the vehicle in, but Delgado Young intentionally rammed into a PRPD sergeant's vehicle and fled the scene. He fled northbound onto Highway 101, reaching speeds of up to 120 miles per hour. The chase was terminated due to the high speed and the suspect's reckless driving behavior. About 10 minutes later, PRPD dispatch was advised that the King City Field Office of CHP had initiated another pursuit with the same suspect. CHP successfully deployed spike strips, disabling the BMW and taking Delgado Young into custody. He was transported to the Paso Robles Police Department for processing and booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail on the following charges: possession of stolen property, outstanding felony warrant, felony evading a peace officer, and felony assault with a deadly weapon. The California Highway Patrol announced they'll be entering a 12-hour maximum enforcement period this Halloween. The period will start at 6 p.m. on Friday, October 31st, and will go through 6 a.m. Saturday, November 1st. During this operation, all available CHP officers will be on patrol statewide to protect motorists and prevent impaired driving. Driving under the influence of alcohol, drugs, or a combination can lead to serious consequences and penalties. Join the city of Paso Robles or city of Atascadero for a night of Halloween fun. A safe and fun Halloween event will be held in downtown Paso Robles from 4 to 7 p.m. tonight. This free admission event promises to have trick-or-treating with downtown merchants and a trunk-or-treat around the city parks. Street closures and towing will be in effect from 3 to 8 p.m. on 11th and 12th Streets from Spring to Pine, as well as on Pine and Park Street from 11th to 14th Streets. In the city of Atascadero, don't forget, Orange and Gray Friday returns to downtown Atascadero for their home game. Participating restaurants will be offering discounts for those in their orange and gray. Also on Halloween night will be trick-or-treat downtown Atascadero from 5 to 8 p.m. Bring your families for trick-or-treating in downtown participating shops, as well as activities in different locations. Then on Saturday is Dia de los Muertos at the Central Coast Zoo from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Today is the final day to experience the Haunted Maze at the Paso Robles High School parking lot. The Paso Robles High School Drama, Leadership, Business, and Art Clubs, in collaboration with Paso Robles Lions Club and Downtown Main Street Association, have come together to create a thrilling experience. Ghost Stories, A Tale of La Llorona, beckons you into the shadows and into the haunted maze. Attendees can choose their level of terror as they face the chilling unknown, alone or with friends. The maze will be available tonight from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Paso Robles High School student parking lot, 801 Niblick Road. Admission is $3 for ages 10 and under and $5 for ages 11 and up. Proceeds will support the youth of Paso Robles. Popcorn and candy will be available. A reminder that Templeton Founders Day will return tomorrow morning from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Historical Museum. Enjoy everything Founders Day has to offer, commemorating the arrival of the first train in Templeton in 1886. Free cake and pie, a blacksmith pounding station, a train building station, Selene and tribe history, a showing of the colors, music, games, and more. Come celebrate Founders Day this Saturday, November 1st. Caltrans announced there'll be a partial closure on Highway 1 this Sunday, November 2nd, for the 2025 Morro Bay Triathlon. Caltrans says travelers in both directions of Highway 1 between Morro Bay and Cayucas are urged to be alert for cyclists. A right-lane closure between these two areas will be in effect from 7 a.m. to noon. There will additionally be flaggers on Highway 1 at the intersections with Atascadero Road, San Jacinto Street, Yerba Buena Street, and Old Creek Road and Sea West Drive. Signs, multiple flaggers, and CHP will be on hand to assist with traffic control. In sports, Major League Baseball, Game 6 of the Blue Jays and Dodgers of the World Series is today. The Blue Jays currently lead 3-2. In high school football, tonight, Paso Robles travels to Lompoc. The Greyhounds will host San Luis Obispo. Templeton will travel to Cabrillo, Mission Prep will face Arroyo Grande, and Morro Bay will travel to Napomo. In the NFL, the Ravens beat the Dolphins yesterday 28-6. Tripleheader for KPRL on Sunday will have the Colts against the Steelers, then the Raiders and Jaguars, and finally the Seahawks against the Commanders. Also on Sunday, the 49ers will face the Giants, the Chargers will go against the Titans, and the Rams will face the Saints. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:17. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news: a park named for a San Diego cop, Austin Machitar, killed by an unlicensed teenage driver trying to run from cops last year, has been vandalized to the tune of $100,000.
We were honored this past Sunday when this park was named in honor of Austin, who died in the line of duty last year. Unfortunately, this morning, we woke up to the sign, the park, being vandalized.
Chief Scott Wall says a search is underway for the suspects. Governor Newsom criticizing President Trump's order for the Pentagon to resume nuclear weapons testing. Previewing his interview on NBC's Meet the Press, Newsom believes Trump is trying to overcompensate.
This guy is historically weak, and these are acts of a weak person that is trying to appear strong. It has the form and substance of fog.
World Series action continues north of the border tonight. It's win or go home for the Los Angeles Dodgers, trying to force a Game 7 against the Toronto Blue Jays. The Dodgers trail the best of seven series 3-2. I'm John Gilliland, California News.
I love a day on the water with friends, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis sometimes holds me back. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Teaching music is my passion, but my active psoriatic arthritis can limit me at times. Now I'm treating my joint symptoms with Skyrizi.
With Skyrizi, most people with plaque psoriasis saw 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Or if you are an adult with active psoriatic arthritis, Skyrizi helps you move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
There's nothing like clearer skin.
There's nothing like better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Hi, this is Mark with Paso Pool & Spa. We are a locally owned company in the Albertson Shopping Center in Paso Robles. We know pools. Whether you need chemicals, supplies, or a service call, we are here for you. We have the knowledge to get your pool and spa in shape for pure water enjoyment. We stock the supplies you need. Stop in at Paso Pool & Spa Supply. We're in the corner by the UPS store in Paso Robles. Thank you for supporting Paso Pool & Spa.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
KPRL News continues at 8:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Pass Robles Airport. While decades-old baggage may deter some diners from delighting in Brussels sprouts, newer varieties of the cruciferous vegetable have won over consumers and found a home in California restaurants. About 30 years ago, a Dutch scientist first identified the chemicals called glucosinolates that made Brussels sprouts bitter, and breeders began working to produce sweeter varieties. Those are the varieties commonly grown today. Alex Rodoni, whose family grows Brussels sprouts on California's Central Coast, said demand peaked around 2021. And has remained strong, especially during the holiday season. That's also when freshly harvested Brussels sprouts tend to taste the best. They taste the sweetest when it's coldest when they're harvested, Rodoni said. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by K. John Jewelry Company. 5255 El Camino Real Atascadero, open this morning at 10 o'clock. Clouds this morning giving way to sunny skies for the afternoon. Highs in the low 80s. North-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight. Lows in the upper 40s. North winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny tomorrow. Highs in the low 80s. North-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday, sunny on Tuesday, cloudy on Wednesday with a 30% chance of showers, partly cloudy on Thursday, sunny on Friday next week. Low 80s Sunday, mid-70s on Monday and Tuesday, upper 60s Wednesday, low 70s Thursday, 75 a week from today. Currently it is 52 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by K. John Jewelry Company. 5255 El Camino Real Atascadero, open this morning at 10 o'clock. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Midwest manufacturing showed signs of improving this month. The Chicago Purchasing Managers Index for October came in at 43.8. It suggests factories are still not up to usual levels, but were more active than September. The NASDAQ is rallying, boosted by Amazon, which saw a pickup in demand for its cloud computing business, Amazon Web Services. Amazon shares are up 12%, and Amazon has been trading in record territory today. Apple's quarter was also upbeat, helped by iPhone 17 sales. Apple anticipates very strong sales of the phone in the holiday season. Colgate-Palmolive shares are narrowly lower. Sales rose in the summer quarter, but that is because higher prices offset a decline in volumes. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda. Invested in you.
Rising debt, stock market swings, and global shocks can affect your retirement. But even in this economy, there's still opportunity. Protect your retirement with a secure, tax-advantaged gold IRA. Instead of leaving a 401k or IRA at the mercy of markets, hold physical gold or silver. Real protection for your future. And Noble Gold makes it simple. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and chat with a specialist. The conversation is free, and the peace of mind is priceless. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult your financial advisor before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Step into the blenders and embrace the season in style. We're here to help you transition your wardrobe for fall. Slip into a soft sweater, long cardigan, or seasonal outerwear. Add a beautiful scarf to instantly refresh your favorite outfit. Complete your look with our stunning accessories and leather handbags, a perfect finishing touch. Check out Merle Norman's Fall Color Collection, everything you'll need to pull your autumn style together. Come experience it all at The Blenders, 538 12th Street, downtown Paso Robles.
Hi, this is Casey, the market manager. The Templeton Farmers Market is at the Templeton Park on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. We have over 40 vendors providing you with raspberries, strawberries, leafy greens, tomatoes, melons, avocados, flowers, meat, and so much more. You can even get fresh pressed juice, bread, bagels, coffee, and tamales. The market accepts credit, debit, and EBT cards. If you can't make it Saturday, swing by another North County Farmers Market in Baywood on Mondays, Paso Robles on Tuesdays, and Atascadero on Wednesdays.
You know what's better than falling in love? Falling into fortune at the Tachi Palace. No painful heartbreak, just cold hard cash. Every Friday in October and November, win up to $5,000 cash or Tachi cash. Then stick around for our October grand prize drawing. You could win the premium gift of the week plus $5,000 cash. So fall into fortune at the Tachi Palace, where falling actually improves your balance. Your bank account balance.
Slow Holiday Lights, they don't just hang lights. They create red carpet holiday experiences. They design, install, maintain, and remove. So all you have to do is enjoy the magic. And receive 10% off when you book an October install. Today is the last day. Call 805-464-7689 or simply visit holidaylightslow.com.
The Creston Holiday Craft Fair is Saturday, November 15th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Creston Community Church. If you'd like to sell your wares, vendor spots are just $40 per space and include lunch. Money goes to support Operation Christmas Child. The Creston Holiday Craft Fair, November 15th. Vendors, please call before November 5th to secure a spot. 805-878-8571. 805-878-8571.
Greetings everyone, Jim with Roosters Firearms here. We're continuing to receive new handguns that have made it to the state roster. Kel-Tec 9mm handguns are the newest addition, and we have two in different colors arriving any day, along with the much-awaited Walther 9mm handguns. I also want to give you a sneak preview of the newest line of hunting rifles we will be carrying. We are in the final stages of becoming a dealer for Fierce Firearms. If you're in the market for a high-grade, premium hunting rifle, check out their website. We have already sold several of their rifles, and customers' reviews are excellent. My son Tristan is spearheading the partnership with Fierce Firearms, and he will soon have more details to share with our customers, so keep your ears tuned for the next upcoming radio ad.
Hi, this is Terry. It's time to go shooting. We have ear and eye protection, bags and slings, holsters and cleaning kits, and cool shirts, because you need to look good on the range too. We have everything you need as a beginner shooter and as a competitive shooter. Everything you need is at Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Today, people go to Nevada's casinos in hopes of walking away with buckets of silver. Some 145 years ago, people also went to Nevada looking to find silver. After California's gold strike in 1849, people started looking elsewhere for gold. One of the places they looked was Virginia City in the Nevada Territory. Unfortunately, the miners kept running into some blue-gray gunk that clogged up the sluices. Some more experienced miners realized that that blue-gray gunk they had been throwing away was actually rich deposits of silver. Silver is much deeper underground and requires much more sophisticated mining techniques. and a lot of money. This brought in major investors from the East, and to make their investment more stable, they started pushing for statehood for Nevada. But as with California, the Nevada Territory didn't meet the requirements for statehood. For instance, statehood required 60,000 residents. Nevada only had 40,000. The person who was the deciding factor in Nevada's statehood was President Abraham Lincoln, and for a completely different reason. Lincoln was proposing the 13th Amendment banning slavery, and he was looking for additional support. From the beginning, anti-slave Republicans have been appointed territorial officials, and Lincoln knew if Nevada became a state, they would support the 13th Amendment. But time was short. The Nevada delegation met and wrote the Nevada Constitution. There wasn't enough time to send it by ground mail to Washington, so they sent it as a telegram. It was the longest telegram on record, costing $3,416.77. And on October 31st, 1864, Nevada became a state supporting Lincoln, and a little over a year later, the 13th Amendment was passed. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We moved from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bordan to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Hey folks, this is Greg King from your Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero. What a great grand opening we've had. Apparently people love good quality products at a fair price, like our USDA Creekstone beef. For this week, we are featuring chuck roast at $6.99 a pound and 80% lean ground beef at $4.99 a pound. And our best quality of prairie fresh, all natural pork, like our pork tri-tips for just $2.99 a pound and our fresh ground pork just $3.99 a pound. In our seafood department, we have fresh Atlantic salmon fillets at just $12.99 a pound. In the North County, we've learned you love our organic produce, like our 2-pound organic bags of Fuji, Granny Smith, or Honeycrisp apples at just $2.99 per bag. Check out our service deli, where we're making fresh, wholesome food every day, and many more specials throughout the store. We're Valley Fresh Market, bringing you fresh food, fair prices, and the best service on the Central Coast every day. We're located at 1855 El Camino Real off the Del Rio exit in Atascadero.
Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, would like to sincerely thank the people of North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. Blake's has remained a favorite in general and industrial hardware and building materials because they care about the customer. They care enough to offer products from companies like the nation's preferred fastener manufacturer, Midwest Fastener. Midwest Fastener offers nuts and bolts in standard and metric sizes, chrome fasteners, deck screws, machine screws, and many specialty products. And don't forget, Blake's carries a full line of Easy Care interior and Weatherall exterior paints. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself home improvement project for the first time, Blake's is here to help with expert advice, tools, equipment, and the products you need to get the job done. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, open 7 days a week at 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Blake's True Value Hardware Center.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero. The Atascadero Police Department has made additional arrests in connection to a gang-related assault and robbery that occurred earlier this year. Surveillance captured a fight in progress on Centennial Bridge back in August, but subjects fled prior to Atascadero Police arrival. Following a months-long investigation, the police department arrested several juveniles and 18-year-olds believed to be involved in the gang activity. CHP announced they'll be entering a 12-hour maximum enforcement period tonight. The period starts at 6 p.m. and will go through 6 a.m. on Saturday, November 1st. During this operation, all available CHP officers will be on patrol statewide to protect motorists and prevent impaired driving. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny skies, highs in the low 80s. It's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm CJ Papa. Day 31 of the government shutdown, just 4 days from the record set during the first term of President Trump. House Speaker Mike Johnson critical of Democrats earlier on Fox and Friends.
They're trying to appeal to the radical left Marxist rise in their party. That is sum total what this entire thing is about. It is infuriating to us.
Now, President Trump wants the impasse to end immediately, pushing Republican senators to use the so-called nuclear option to change Senate rules to pass a spending bill with a simple majority vote. The airline industry wants the government funded as well.
Adding some weight to all of this, four of the largest U.S. airlines are pushing for the passage of the Republican-backed continuing resolution to reopen the government. Two of those airlines, plus union representatives, meeting with Vice President Vance yesterday.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff of the White House. This morning, plenty of flight delays for travelers to deal with. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Dr. Brad Dick, chiropractor. Chronic low back pain has no single cause. The way you sit, stand, or move can make matters worse. Learn to identify and break bad habits which may lead to chronic pain. I am a specialist in relieving pain and improving your body's physical function. Spinal adjustments help a joint recover its range of motion and relieve pain. Call Brad Dick Chiropractic at 238-6004, located at 1020 17th Street, across from Blake's True Value Hardware.
Do you want to power your family with fresh, nutritious local meats? I'm Susanna Luthy Taylor, host of KPRL's Free Talk California. My husband Garrett is a 6th-gen Cambria cattle rancher, and we offer grass-fed beef, both wholesale and USDA packaged. And we are proud to announce our fresh local bison is available for pre-sale now at a discount. Order now at TaylorRanch1868.com. We deliver locally. Support the food world that you want to live in at TaylorRanch1868.com.
This message is from the Friday Group, a coalition of conservative friends and families. Please vote no on Proposition 50. Vote in person on Election Day. This is the most secure way to vote. If you can't do this, please take your ballot to Republican headquarters. If you need your ballot picked up, we can do this too. Go to rpsloc.org for addresses and phone numbers. If all else fails, drop it in the mail now. Your vote is crucial. We need your vote. Ad paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. Cloudy early and then sunshine, highs in the low 80s, mostly clear tonight, overnight lows in the mid to upper 40s. For Saturday, we'll do sunshine and low 80s, and what the heck, Sunday might as well. Monday, mid-70s Tuesday, maybe some rain later in the day, about a 30% chance, upper 60s Wednesday, Thursday, mid-70s, sunny mid-70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 4. Up and down we go. 7:25 a.m., 6:09 p.m., and don't forget, folks, it is the time change, all right? Time change, 2 a.m. or whatever you want to do to make sure you do it so you are on schedule. All righty, we are at 52. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. All right, coming up this afternoon, Darcia and Kenny, Open Mic Friday. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech is ready to go. And it is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. 24/7, same-day service, they'll be there. All right, 238-5775, which you can text that 575-238-KPRL to join us on the Friday edition here on The Right Choice.
I am Dracula. I bid you welcome. Listen to them. Children of the night. What music they make.
Gather around me, everybody. Gather around me while I preach some. Feel a sermon coming on me. The topic will be sin, and that's what I'm again. If you wanna hear my story, then settle back and just sit tight while I start reviewing the attitude of doing right. You got
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
That is such a cool song. I love Johnny Mercer in that. It's like Jimmy Dorsey, Tommy's brother, did a song from 1956. It's just an instrumental, and it's called So Rare. It is just cool. Just a cool song. All right, folks, let's see here. You know how it's supposed to work, and we've got some things in here. And, Chris, we will go to this because this is extremely important.
Very important.
Let's see here. This is from Gator Boy in Louisville.
Okay.
The song, This Is Halloween. He says, I looked it up and listened for 30 seconds. Never heard it before. Never want to hear it again.
Alrighty.
That's his opinion, and just for the heck of it, we'll do here, right here. I don't like it already.
To each their own.
Boys and girls of every age, wouldn't you like to see something strange?
Come with us and you will see, this is our town of Halloween.
All right, that's enough of that one there. That ain't going to happen. It just is not. That's 3 minutes. I can't put myself through it.
You can act like a man. What's the matter with you?
I don't know. I just can't handle it. Also, I got one here. Well, let's see. I'm trying to figure this out. Hopefully you've seen the Disney movie, The Kid with Bruce Willis. Never heard of it.
I haven't seen that one either.
But you've heard of it?
No.
Okay. I don't. The simple answer is no. I haven't done that, and I won't. Everybody knows that song. Well, almost. Well, apparently not.
A few people don't, and hey, that's fine.
Karen is a better moniker than Grinch. Okay, whatever that means. Kevin, did you ever watch The Jungle Book? Great movie. No, I haven't. Mary Poppins. No. Sound of Music I like. But that's not that silly animated stuff. And again, not all animated is silly. A couple I like. But no, I didn't care for Mary Poppins. I don't like Dick Van Dyke. But Sound of Music, I enjoy the movie because of the story in it. And the music's pretty good, too. Yeah, I think you said you've seen that, right, Chris?
Seen what again?
Sound of Music.
Surprisingly, no.
Okay, Now, I know this won't mean anything to you, but if I like this movie, you may like it. Now, I realize in other genres, we may not be on the same page. But Sound of Music is a good movie. Again, because of the story involved in it. Because it's a true family, the Von Trapp family. They ended up living in Vermont, and I think there's some members that are still around. But it is a good thing. Let's see here.
When Kevin, when did they get the internet in Kentucky? Hey, Lee, do you want to reply to that person? Oh, man. She's going to start a civil war here. When did they get the internet in Kentucky? Around the same time they got dentists, I suppose. I don't know. It's your shot, Lee. Go for it. See what happens. Or see what the response is. All right, let's see here. What's this? Kevin, have you ever seen the movie Up? Starring Ed Asner, no. The only thing I liked Ed Asner in when he was when he was Lou Grant in the Mary Tyler Moore Show. That was it. So anyway, just a little fun this morning here on some of the movies and, you know, just our likes and dislikes. Americans love animation, though. That's just, it's been that way for a long time. So, again, everybody has their favorite. What would be your favorite genre of music, Chris? Of movies.
Kaijus.
What?
Kaijus. Godzilla.
Oh, okay. All right, well, that's nice to know that people still enjoy the... Well, these aren't the classic ones, though, right?
I've seen a few of them, as I've said before on air, but I do still think the classics are a bit better than modern ones because you have the guy in the suit.
Even though they're kind of corny.
Yes, even though they're kind of corny.
All right, well, that's the thing I get with because Dracula's my favorite. And they are, let's just say, poorly put together movies, but I love them. There's just, I don't know what it is, but I just love seeing the strings still, you know, hanging down and this fake looking bat. Now, when I was a kid, you know, you thought it was real. But
I think everything as a kid is, I think everything's real as a kid. I thought Jurassic Park was real as a kid. I was like, how did they get actual dinosaurs?
Well, yeah, I mean, they did a good job. The technology and the talent of the people in Hollywood that can put that stuff together is absolutely amazing. But, you know, I always take into consideration of the times as well when I look at these. Now, I did like Jurassic Park. Okay. I have watched that a couple of times. Because usually with some of those types of movies, I only watch them once and I'm done, even though I may have enjoyed them. But I wouldn't go out of my way to watch Jurassic Park. But if there's nothing else on, like probably this winter when there's no baseball and the football season's over, if I come across it, I may watch it. So, but that's why everybody has their own little taste and stuff like that. All righty, folks. Mary Poppins. Oh, that's already on. That was back up in here. Somebody else asked about Mary Poppins. I couldn't even tell you what Mary Poppins is about. And that's been around for, 62 years, I think, because I think The Sound of Music and Mary Poppins came out around the same time, because there was that era in the early to mid-60s where a lot of those, I guess you can call them somewhat musicals. Another one along those times, which I've never watched, was Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Just doesn't interest. And it may be influenced because, again, I had an older brother. And I know that around that time, he wanted a G.I. Joe for either his birthday or Christmas. And Dad said, my son is not getting a doll. You ever heard of a G.I. Joe?
Yes, I have. Aren't they action figures?
Okay, that's what Mike Mesmer used to work here. And he had one, and he would refer to it, because I would say a doll. He said, they're action figures. Well, my dad and I, and it's a doll. Okay, Kevin here, let's see here. How about Disney's The Apple Dumpling Gang with Tim Conway? No. Tim Conway is another one that, along with Buddy Hackett, that I cannot watch. Although I can watch some Conway with Harvey Korman, if they're together. But I cannot watch anything with Buddy Hackett or Tim Conway. It ain't going to happen. Even Don Knotts. I can watch Don Knotts as Barney and Andy Griffith, but I can't watch that Mr. whatever, those couple of movies he was in. It just, again, I would do the Elvis Robert Goulet thing. I'm sure that some psychiatrist would love to get a hold of me and sit me down and say, what in the hell is wrong with you? okay. Once again, we have important issues here. We have an extremely important vote coming up this Tuesday. And two things. Remember, and thanks for the lady that called in yesterday about the mail. The easiest and the best way, if you were going to just mail it in, is go down to the Republican headquarters there in Atascadero and drop it off if you're not going to vote in person. That is just the best way to do it. Secure way, one of the secure ways to do it, but you can't sit home and let this go by. This is way too important not to get involved with it. And as Andy Caldwell said, well, he told the story, actually, says, about a guy that he said, he's afraid he'll get beat. That's what he tells his girlfriend. If I can't win, I won't run. She replied, if you don't run, you can't win. So you have to vote. You must vote. If you think that it's not an important issue, you are gravely mistaken on this Prop 50. And also, if you think that the, you know, what you've heard because of the money difference that the Democrats are dominating, well, as I mentioned yesterday, it was at 56%. But remember, the conservative or even independents have a tendency to wait later than the others. So that 56 can be overtaken pretty easily if the people go out and get to vote. Again, I'll refer to Andy Caldwell here. He said he has witnessed several elections over the years where the margin of victory by which the Democrats won was the exact number associated with conservatives who didn't vote because they thought they could not win. Winners never quit. Quitters never win. Those words from my mom used to say when I was a kid. Winners never quit. Quitters never win. She bought me the book with the title. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Pam and Paso here, Kevin. You mentioned something about the Republican Tea Party. Do you know who they're using or having for the guest speaker for this next Monday?
I should, because they played the commercial, but I can't off the top of my head.
Oh, okay. I tried to reach Randall and, was going to find out from him, but I have not gotten the response back. So I thought maybe you guys would know.
Have you voted yet?
No, I have not, but I'm going to be, and I'll be taking my ballot in and leaving it there at the Tea Party.
Can I ask you if you're voting no or yes?
I'm voting yes.
You are voting yes on 50.
Yes.
How can you state your reason, please?
I don't have any real definite decision on that. It's just that was the way I was going with it. Yes.
Because you know that the people X amount of years ago voted to put in what we have now.
And that, yes. Right.
And that would change that and then change the look or the map of the state of California, and one particular party would more than likely lose about 5 seats.
Well, I haven't put anything down on the ballot yet, so maybe I will go the other way.
You might want to, just for the heck of it, since you haven't done so yet, and, some people do wait and read a little bit more and understand what the ramifications could be here in the state of California. And if you want more control of the same political party that's in charge now, then you might want to also look at your pocketbook, because this same political party has bankrupted the state, and they have increased taxes. We're one of the highest tax states in the country. And
I know we are, yeah.
And terrible. If they get more control, what do you think is going to happen?
they run us out of here.
Well, again, that's something you might want to consider about before you put your final decision down on the ballot.
Exactly. Thank you. Okay. All right. I will read more into that for sure.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you. And happy holidays to everybody.
All right. Is this a holiday, Chris? Is this considered a holiday?
If you ask most people, Halloween is considered a holiday, yeah. Is it deemed, you know, a federal holiday or something like that where we get a day off? No. But you ask most people, Halloween's a holiday.
Okay. I guess I have a holiday every other 2 weeks, I guess. So that's what we've become. All right. Again, that's the Grinch talking here this morning. All right. We got a couple of minutes left here on the right choice. How about, oh, no, I already did that one. Let's see here. Prop 50, your current conversation with the woman who will vote yes on Senate indicates what kind of voters we have in California. Well, you got to look deep into this stuff. Again, this is the government, to me, trying to overthrow the will of the people who voted in the current committee that we have now for the maps. And now the government wants to take control of those maps and make this state dominated by the Democrats. They want to put rural towns, I mean, if you want to consider Madera rural, and some of those other towns up in that way, they're going to move them into the coastal towns. Those towns and those counties are, many of them, 85-90% Republican. They will have absolutely no representation whatsoever. That's not a republic. Hi, good morning.
Hey, but you're not a Grinch. Halloween is not a holiday. But anyway, regarding to the last lady caller, I am so glad she hadn't marked her ballot yet. And I really appreciate your calmness with how you spoke with her, because I'm here in my car and I was like going, what? You know, like, why are you voting yes? But anyway, I appreciate your calmness and how you talked with her very kindly and very rationally and very truthfully, too.
I appreciate that. And that's, you know, when you think about it, there are a lot of people that just don't get into why they're voting for something.
Right.
And, you know, again, I always use Prop 47 as an example. People saw something and they didn't read the devil in the details. They saw the title and they listened to too many people that promised them, you know, the blue heaven. And obviously that wasn't the case. That was a disaster proposition.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, so, yeah, just to blanket vote yes or whatever, and it is frustrating how California will have the yes mean no and the no mean yes in how they put the proposition. So, but yeah, definitely we need to save the seats that we have with how we want to be represented in our state, and it would just be disastrous if this proposition goes through, so...
Mm-hmm.
I've already voted, and I am praying that, you know, others, and even, like you said, that it is true, that conservatives that don't vote, wow, we could have won. And even the evangelical Christians, if they voted, we would win as well.
Well, if the Republicans wouldn't have stayed home, we wouldn't have had Bruce Gibson as a supervisor.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I just think, especially with everything that's been going on the last couple of months,
yeah. Okay.
We all need to vote, stand up and be bold and speak out.
Thank you
so much, Kevin. Have a great weekend.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. Reminder that Templeton Founders Day will return tomorrow morning from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Historical Museum. Enjoy everything Founders Day has to offer, commemorating the arrival of the first train in Templeton in 1886. Free cake and pie, a blacksmith pounding station, train building station, Saline and Tribe history, and more. Caltrans announced there'll be a partial closure of Highway 1 this Sunday, November 2nd, for the 2025 Morro Bay Triathlon. Caltrans says travelers in both directions of Highway 1 between Morro Bay and Cayucas are urged to be alert for cyclists. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny skies, highs in the low 80s. It's 52 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
All righty, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Darcia and Kenny with Open Mic Friday. Have at it. And then tomorrow morning, Pure Country at 6:05. I'll be in once again for Diane on the Country Store. Wheelin' and Dylan. Jimmy's in with Gearhead Radio, the Jukebox, Triple Header. Enjoy your Halloween. Be safe. And also the events in Paso and Atascadero this weekend. Back Monday. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.